Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
And here's a huge rush again on Daniels and Micah Parsons. How about a follow-up? How about number two?
Micah Parsons with two early sacks, kind of faded from that point on. People getting in their jokes. Of course, Micah showing up in the final week of a meaningless game, but padding those numbers as the Cowboys lose to the Commanders to finish up 7-10 and the 12th pick in the draft. Good morning, Metroplex. This is Sean, RJ, and Bobby, joined by the great Cowboys insider Todd Archer from ESPN on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Expressway is commercial free right now, and we have a Nelly ticket giveaway. Good morning, Todd. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing okay. Were you in the Jerry scrum for all 20 minutes last night?
It was more than 20. It was about 40.
Oh. Wow. Okay. It was about 40 minutes. I guess
Jane only got 20.
There was a original scrum and then a smaller scrum when they said McCarthy was going to talk, and it was kind of hard to walk away from Jerry because you had no idea what he was saying.
Okay, when the game ends,
wait, no idea what he was going to say, or you couldn't understand what he was saying because you couldn't follow along?
It was a circle. He kept talking in circles. I love Mike McCarthy. Nothing he's done has diminished my opinion of him. And then it was, but you got to take, I'm not going to just base my decision on what happened this year. Okay, yeah. Well, which is it then? So is it the five-year view? Is it the one-year view? Are you keeping him? Are you not keeping him? I think anybody who thinks they know what Jerry is going to do right now is just lying. Because no one knows. And I don't know if Jerry knows, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. When did you start believing Mike could come back? You know, because this was dead man walking, and then he was on with us, and he's like, no, it's not crazy that Mike could return. We're all just trying to figure out whether he's trying to sell it. When did you think that this was a legitimate chance?
Yeah, probably right around that time, because they won three in a row, two in a row, four out of five, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And you know, the guys are playing hard for them. And I kept coming back to, like, and that's all well and good, right? But shouldn't we expect that? Like, shouldn't we expect players to play hard regardless of circumstance? Didn't the former coach tell us that? Wasn't that a line that he used all the time? Be your best regardless of circumstance. It was always a possibility. And then you hear Jerry say, I regretted firing Wade Phillips. Why? They were 1-7 and going nowhere. Like, they regretted firing Chan Gailey after 2 years. Okay, that one I can kind of understand because he did go to the playoffs. So as he gets, the more regretful he gets, then you start thinking, well, maybe Mike can come back, because if Mike were to go somewhere else and have success in whatever role it would be, Jerry would say, wait a minute, I had that guy. I regret firing him. So, yeah, it's everything's so convoluted about how this team operates that you can make anything that you want to be true. What's the Costanza line? It's not a lie if you believe it to
right.
be true.
Yeah.
Anything with this team can be true because you can make the case for it.
Todd, make the case for McCarthy to return and make the case that they should move on.
Well, 49-35. They do play hard. He's had success in this division against division foes, even in quote-unquote bad years. You look at what the offense did, maybe not this year, obviously, but last year leading the NFL in points. Those would be the cases for, but then against is he was brought here in 2020 to do what Jason Garrett couldn't do. He had 5 years to get it done, and he didn't do it. I mean, at what point is enough enough?
Yeah.
And I think that's – I don't think the reason to bring him back is, well, who else are you going to get? That shouldn't be the – that could be like the eighth reason to bring him back, but not like the first or second, right? I mean, and is there a great pool of candidates right now where everybody would say, well, that guy's certainly going to be better than Mike McCarthy? I don't know. But maybe Vrabel, because his track record in Tennessee, we saw what's happened to them since he's left. Maybe he'd be a guy that would, you'd say, okay, that will be better. They'll be better organized. They'll be up on situational football, all that kind of stuff. But everybody else, who would you say automatically say that's an upgrade? I'm actually asking a question.
You don't want to ask me who I think is an upgrade, Todd, because I'll give you a whole list of names. Todd Archer from ESPN joining us here on 105 through the Fan.
By the way, breaking news, Doug Peterson is out in Jacksonville.
Todd.
Super Bowl coach.
Super Bowl winning coach. There you go. With a street named after him.
Statue.
He knows the NFC, so he's got a whole statue, just like Rocky. Todd, would you say the chances of Mike McCarthy returning as head coach are exactly the same as Mike McCarthy's chances of returning as play caller, in the sense that if he's back, is he calling plays for sure? It's going to be his way, or are they going to say, no, this is our compromise. You're back, but we're finding somebody else to do this on offense.
I think he'll fight to be the play caller. He believes he's good at it. Again, just last year, they led the league in scoring. Some of that might have been tied to defensive touchdowns. I got you. But it's hard to argue with the success they had in 2023 offensively. Then it gets to, okay, well, who would be the play caller? Is it going to be someone that he has familiarity with, that they're going to run this system? Is it going to be someone completely new? If it's someone completely new, then why have him in charge of the whole operation?
Yeah.
As the head coach. But yes, again, Jerry said anything is possible when that scenario was laid out in front of him. As if Mike returns, would it be as the play caller as well? This is why it's so frustrating covering this team, because it doesn't seem to be a direction at times. It seems to just stick your finger in the air and say, okay, there you go. Let's go that way this time. I will say this. I don't think this team is as bad as they appear to be at times this year, and they can be a playoff team next year. So it's still an attractive job if it becomes open. And even if McCarthy stays, I think this is a team that can be a playoff team. Whether a Super Bowl contender, I don't know, but a playoff team.
Todd Archer joining us here on 105 through the Fan. Are they cheap when it comes to coaches? Like, would they go to the $15 million Sean Payton, Ben Johnson, whoever Ben Johnson wants? Would they go to that kind of dollar figure?
I mean, it depends on who the guy is, right? Like, I'm just supposing this, right? I'm not saying this to be a fact. Would Jerry hire a first-time head coach at $15 million a year? I don't think so, and I don't know if that's out of cheapness or if that's out of why would I give this guy $15 million a year?
Yeah.
Well, that's not the goal. That's how many coaches are making 15? Bobby, you probably know that out of your brain.
That's like four or five.
Right. So, all right, Sean Payton is one of them. I'm sure Andy Reid's one of them. Who else is making that much money, and are they first-time head coaches? So part of me wonders if that's the case, what Ben Johnson wants. Does he really want to be a head coach? I don't know. Does he have the personality to be a head coach? I don't know. So I don't think cheapness is a factor when it comes to the head coach necessarily. I think Jerry's cheapness factors in when he looks and sees there's 32 coaches on the staff. Why do we have 32 coaches?
Todd, do you know if they like any other candidates out there?
I'll be lying and if I say, yeah, they do, because I don't know. And again, Steven has a relationship with Vrabel through the competition committee, so I think we sometimes make too much of that. because those guys get together like three times a year. So I'm not going to sit here and say that he would be a guy because of that, right? Years ago, we tried to connect Lincoln Riley here because he recruited John Stephen out of high school to go to Oklahoma. I mean, is that relationship still alive? Maybe so. Sark, is there something there at Texas? Because they know him well with Charlotte's son playing there, and maybe that's not always a good thing either. But, you know, maybe they're...
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe they have a relationship there. I think the big key when you look at how Jerry likes things, is there a previous relationship? Sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't. Obviously, with Parcells and McCarthy, there really wasn't. But can I work with this guy? And which means, can I have fun doing this job too? And I don't know if that's the best way to operate as a general manager. It should be get me the guy who wins the most games, not allows me to do what I want to do and makes it fun for me.
Todd, we're talking about Mike McCarthy a lot, but what about Mike Zimmer's future? Do you think that, is he a bigger question to return than even McCarthy is?
Yeah, I think so. You know, in the middle of the season, you start to hear from people who know Mike well saying, I don't know if he wants to do this anymore. So it wouldn't be a Jerry decision necessarily. It might be Mike Zimmer saying, I came back, I coached the season, I did what I could do with the hand I was dealt, the players I was dealt, the injuries I dealt with, and I'm pleased with what my guys put on film for me as the year went on. But I do wonder if he wants to continue coaching or if he just wants to go tend to his horses on his ranch.
Todd, and he just recently got engaged, yes. So congratulations on the fiance, Coach. Explain the incentive talk yesterday. What the hell was that? And are other coaches operating under those types of circumstances in their deals? What was Jerry talking about with head coaching incentives?
Yeah, this is when he starts talking about a Mississippi Riverboat gambler, too, and it just you get glazed eyes and say, what in the world is he saying? You know, I guess it's the college coaches, right? But they get $500,000 for going to a bowl game, $1 million for winning a bowl game, $2 million for net. Maybe that's what he's talking about. Show me all the NFL contracts that operate that way. And he was talking about how fans want to see these guys on incentive plans. Well, I'm in the back of that, and I couldn't get close enough to say, I think fans would want their general manager on an incentive plan as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, so you're in a situation where if that's how they're going, and maybe that's the offer it's presented to Mike McCarthy, that in some ways Jerry will make him an offer he can refuse.
It may have been you, but someone asked, okay, so like while Mike is in limbo, because you may not have made a decision yet, can he go interview elsewhere? And he came back. I don't want to. The word threat is probably a little bit too strong, but that was a weird response of, well, I want people here who want to be here. Is that like warning McCarthy? Don't flirt. Don't go interview elsewhere. What did you make of that?
No, I took it as if a guy wants to go talk to somebody else, okay, go ahead. You know, I'm fine. So. And again, it's not just McCarthy; it's every coach on that staff. I do find it funny when he said, "I want guys who want to be here," and I immediately flashed back to Tony Sperano in 2007, who absolutely did not want to be here after he didn't get the job, and they made him stay. So, again, in Jerry's world, everything is fungible.
Todd, should we prepare for another offseason like the last one that really was the most negative from the fan base that I can ever remember? Yes, they re-signed their own, but the Derrick Henry stuff and Steven tied up, cheap, all the narratives and stereotypes. Should we prepare for that? Because you look and study and examine the numbers. Are we getting that again probably?
I don't think it'll be the extreme that they were this year. I would caution people to say that they can create $100 million in space. I don't see how they do that because the money they're carrying over from this year's cap is already spent on the deals that void for Zach Martin, DeMarcus Lawrence, and Brandon Cooks. And there might be another one that I'm missing in there as well. And then you have to remember, okay, you create all that space. Well, you only have 40 guys on the contract. Last time I checked, you needed 53 to at least start a season and probably 80 to get through a season. But they'll be in position to do whatever it is they want to do under the cap. The question is, how do they want to do it? They have to. They will never play at the top of the free agent market as much as everybody might want them to. They have to do more than they did last year, and I think they will do more than they did last year because this is a roster that needs improvement. It's not just – you can't just rely on improvement from within the entire time. You have to go out and spend something. Play in the middle of the market. You know, live in a nice neighborhood, not the cheapest neighborhood and not the most expensive neighborhood, right?
Right.
I mean – you can live in Bobby's house. That would be the place.
Apartment.
Apartment. Apartment. Todd, apartment. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Todd, they went the complete opposite of what they were thought to be, you know, when they drafted Zeke at 4. They went the complete opposite over recent years with running backs and just completely ignoring the position and refusing to spend money on it. We've been talking about Ashton Gentry maybe at 12. Are they... would they consider a running back in the first round, do you think, at this point? Have they kind of gone back towards the middle?
I think where they're picking, I think they would if they were in the top five. I don't know if they would consider a running back in that spot. But, again, because everything in this organization can be whatever we want it to be, they just saw Rico Dowdle, an undrafted free agent, rush for 1,000 yards behind an offensive line with how many undrafted free agents, how many third-day picks playing. I think in their mind they can say, well, maybe we can get a guy in the third round and pair him with Rico Dowdle if we keep him, and the running game will be fine. So as much as Gentry dances in the minds of a lot of people and he can come back and practice in the stadium that he played high school football in, I think he would have played at the Star, right, Bobby?
Yeah, he did occasionally. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if the Cowboys would actually follow everybody else and say, running backs matter again, but certainly I hope they take the tack that running backs matter more than they thought they did in the offseason of 2024.
Todd, what would you say to the fan who is just beaten down and hopeless? They feel held hostage by the front office. It's not really about winning championships. It's about the notoriety. Is it as bad as we think? Is there some type of newfound hope we're not seeing? What do you say to that fan listening?
Well, if I was Jerry Jones, I'd say we're the fifth or sixth or seventh winning his team in the last 6 or 7 years. And shouldn't that be good enough for you? The fact that he gave that answer a couple of times yesterday is alarming because this is supposed to be about Super Bowls, not being the fifth or the sixth or the seventh winning his team in the league and being around the rim. It's about dunking the ball home and winning a title. And if you win one title in a 5-year span, I don't think fans – really care what happens in those 4 other years.
Mm-hmm.
Would they? Like, so
not
I wish
moment.
I could sell you, I can't sell you hope. I can't. But like I said earlier, I do think this is a team that can be in the playoffs next year, and I say that now as the home schedule goes through my head when it's, what, Green Bay, Kansas City, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one in there that I'm missing that's a really good team, too. They have like 6 of their 8 home games next year against playoff teams this year. They just went 2-7 at home. So you better hope that Dak is healthy and playing better than he did before he got hurt. You better hope that if Mike McCarthy's back, the play calling is improved. You better hope that in the draft, if they don't get Gentry, they at least get some playmakers. Because to me, that's on offense. Besides CD, who do they have? That's a true playmaker. So I'm looking more at playmakers on offense than probably I should at this point, but I think that's the way they have to go.
What would you do if you were the Joneses with Mike?
I'd probably take the 5-year view of this thing and say he was brought in here to do what Jason Garrett did, and he had 5 years and it didn't get done. Is that fair? Probably not completely, but I'm not basing it off of what this season and what happened. I think he probably might have had a better year this year than he's had in some of those 12-5 seasons in some respects with how the guys played and how he dealt with injuries and all that stuff. It might be just time for a change that's not entirely fair to McCarthy and how this thing has played out and how the hand that he was dealt this year and how they set up their roster. But this is the NFL, and this is the life they choose.
You're the man, Todd. Thank you so much. Y'all crushed it in the post game with the questions for apparently 40 minutes, not 20 minutes. Keep busting Bobby's balls, and we'll be in touch. Thank you, man.
Yep. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you.